I mean, DC Talk, which was the number one group when I was a teenager, at least in California, I mean, it was huge. When DC Talk was out, and they had their album, Jesus Freak. Doesn't that sound wonderful? Their big album, Jesus Freak, by DC Talk. They made a music video for DC Talk, Jesus Freak, and they used the producer of Nine Inch Nails' video, Closer. And here's what they said. We just loved the Nine Inch Nails video, Closer, which is the most blasphemous, filthy, imaginable music that's just openly blaspheming God, filthy, disgusting, sodomite song that I won't even begin to even tell you about, that I've had the misfortune of hearing as a teenager at school, of all places. They watched this disgusting, satanic, wicked video and said, we liked it so much, we got the producer of that video to produce our Christian Jesus Freak video. Do you see how this this music industry of the Christian contemporary music and Christian rock, Christian rap, is just trying to pattern itself after the world? They're trying to sound as much like the world as possible. Because they know that's what the world likes. That's what the flesh wants. And so they try to emulate it. Our music should not be conformed to this world. Now you say, Pastor Anderson, I don't think all of it's conformed to this world. Well, here's the problem. If music today is not conformed to the world, it won't be popular. Period.